The Beatles, the Beach Boys, and other celebrities of the 1960s had one time become disciples of a guru named Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Well, at that time, Susan Chomsky proudly called herself a member of the counterculture in California.
We were really serious about experiencing altered states of consciousness, higher consciousness.
And that would be through meditation. She wound up at the Transcendental Meditation Center in Berkeley.
There I saw the picture on the wall of the guru, who was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and I immediately kind of fell into spiritual love with that photo, and I thought, well, this is where I need to learn to meditate.
Soon after, Susan was in India studying with the Maharishi. Not long after that, she became part of his personal staff.
I lived in his various ashrams. That's a place where you go to study with a spiritual master from India. So I lived in his ashrams for 22 years. In various parts of the world.
She did all kinds of work, from designing publications to managing a luxury hotel. She had even higher ambitions, but she hit a glass ceiling.
I really wanted to have a position in that organization of greater power, or at least greater responsibility, and that really never happened because of the fact that I was a woman.
Susan is now a highly respected spiritual teacher and the author of more than a dozen books. Her advice to women, meditate.
It's a fabulous thing to add to your daily routine, to meditate for a few minutes every day and thereby live in more of a, shall we say, living more in grace.
On the Women's Watch, I'm Lori Kirby, WBZ News Radio 1030.